with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Helene's death toll nears 140 as food, water, power, and cell service remain a major issue for many.
In North Carolina, where the devastation from Hurricane Helene is being called apocalyptic, emergency workers clear roads, try to restore power, cell phone service, and reach stranded people. Asheville resident Carrie Owenby.
We lost power Thursday night. Between Thursday night and Friday morning, we haven't had power, water, very low on food.
Water, food, and other supplies are being airlifted and hauled by mule to areas cut off by mudslides and washed-out roads. The storm's death toll across the southeast in the triple digits, with many still unaccounted for. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Norman Hall reports the dock workers' strike will shut down East and Gulf ports that handle half of the nation's ship cargo.
The International Longshoremen's Association is demanding significantly higher wages. The union also wants a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and container-moving trucks that are used in the loading and unloading of freight at 36 U.S. ports. Those ports handle roughly half of the nation's cargo from ships. The contract with the Maritime Alliance, which represents the ports, expires on Tuesday. The two sides haven't held negotiations since June. I'm Norman Hall.
It's vice presidential debate night between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. Tonight's debate at 9 p.m. Eastern is the only scheduled face-to-face encounter between the two vice presidential nominees scheduled. The Salem Radio Network and the Salem News Channel are offering a simulcast of tonight's CBS News presidential debate. Stocks lower. The Dow is down 208 points. The Nasdaq Composite losing 320. This is SRN News. A major shift is happening in gender and religion.
Ever since pollsters began asking, women have proven to be more religious than men in this country. But the latest research indicates that this is changing. Amongst Generation Z, the youngest American adults, 40% of women describe themselves as non-religious, compared to 34% of men. Polls indicate the young men are more likely to attend church services now and perform other practices such as reading the Bible and praying. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging a Tennessee law that bans boys from using girls' bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The lawsuit was filed nearly 2 years ago by a transgender student identified only as DH. U.S. District Judge William Campbell pointed to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals upholding two Tennessee transgender-related laws. The appeals court ruled that both laws treat the sexes equally. This is SRN News. Hazardous duty pay for the mailman? If there was such a thing, put this guy in the front of the line.
Mail delivery has been suspended in one Kansas neighborhood after two men assaulted a postal carrier who used pepper spray to stop large dogs from chasing him. The Postal Service says residents of the 41 affected addresses in Wichita will now have to pick up their mail. Police say the worker ran back to his vehicle after using pepper spray on the dogs and that two men followed him for blocks. The attack left him with facial injuries, but postal officials say he will be okay. Rich Thomason reporting.
Pete Rose, baseball's career hits leader, has died. He was 83. Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe is the Associated Press National Player of the Week. He led the Crimson Tide to a heart-stopping 41-34 win over Georgia. Alabama also number one in the AP Top 25. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.